from the Mercy One Studio.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. CindySchulte.com.
Catholic Women Now is also underwritten by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953.
Well, welcome to Catholic Women Now here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jules. How are you doing?
I'm doing
the Night Fire concert.
Oh my gosh, that was so amazing. Someone asked me this week, how was it for me? And I said, you know, I looked out and it was everything God promised. It was just everything God had promised.
Yeah,
and
all the things that we talked about ahead of time, you'd say, God told me this. God promised me this.
Yeah,
and it just all
did.
Came through.
He did. I mean, you know, it's just amazing if we can learn to cooperate and trust. Just cooperate with God and surrender. What amazing things can
900
happen.
900 plus people.
Oh, yeah, we think we had 1,000.
I wondered.
Yeah, and
great
it was
crowd.
So great to see the families.
Great crowd.
All
yes.
these families there. And there was kids in the back playing football, like a Dowling football game, you know, where they go behind the bleachers.
Yeah.
And it was just so... This is a great atmosphere, beautiful setting in the amphitheater outdoors.
Uh-huh.
So,
so
I want to thank everybody.
Great bands. Great bands. And Matt Maher, wow.
Yes.
Bring him back. That's all I have to say. Bring it on back. Bring it on back, as JMMJ would say.
I have to put a plug. We have an autographed guitar ending in an hour.
Oh,
auction
okay.
and go to nightfireconcerts.org to bid. We got
it's
done at 10 o'clock today.
Yes. So. And our guest today is Max Carson, Deacon Max Carson, Transitional Deacon Max Carson. Looking forward to his ordination next week. He's going to share his vocation story with us and much more. And maybe we should get him playing Matt Maher's guitar, because I know he can tune it in about 1 minute.
That would be great.
That would
be fun.
Cool.
We maybe have to get a video and put it up on the site.
There
right?
you go. Yes, absolutely.
Well, and I just have to say, I love vocation stories. So this is just great.
I know.
They're just, I always ask a priest,
it's
what's
a
your vocation story?
And it's a bit of a conversion story, I think.
It is. So. It edifies all of us. It you know, builds us all up in faith.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to say, hi, Joe. There's a man named Joe Bisignano out there who's going to be listening to Max Carson today. He was looking forward to hearing him. So,
Good.
Let's start with prayer.
Okay. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit to thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lots of things are happening, Chris.
That's right. The Man Up Power Lunch is back July 9th at noon, St. Francis of Assisi Parish, West Des Moines. So, men, go on iowacatholicradio.com and
sign up
for that power lunch.
Right. And, of course, we have the Iowa Catholic Radio Foundation welcomes country artist Lori Morgan to the Horizon Events Center. That's July 15th. Also appearing with her will be Jesse Keith Whitley and Eli Elger. So you can learn more about reserving a table at celebratecountry.org. And it's presented by Mercy One and sponsored by Valiant Wealth Family Office.
That's right. We also have some job openings at iowacatholicradio.com. So if you are a programming assistant, if you would like to help in our mission advancement, we have an opening for an associate there too. Go to iowacatholicradio.com and join us. Join our family, iowacatholicradio.com.
We have lots of fun here.
That's right. Well, thank you to Cindy Schulte of Farm Bureau Financial Services for underwriting Catholic Women Now. We love Cindy Schulte. You can find her on the web at cindyschulte.com. Or by calling 515-226-2111.
This is Catholic Women Now on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we will welcome in Deacon Max Carson, who's about to be ordained in a few days here. So stay tuned.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Thank you, Caldwell Parish, for underwriting Iowa Catholic Radio. Conform to the wishes of the deceased and to Catholic liturgical burial traditions. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home, Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. CaldwellParish.com.
Thank you, Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, for underwriting Catholic Women Now. As an authorized independent agent, Cindy's team can provide health insurance options from Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa. Cindy Schulte at 1315 50th Street in West Des Moines or on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Products available at Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Bell Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, supplying residential heating and cooling, along with light to medium commercial HVAC and plumbing services. BellBrothers.com. Iowa Catholic Radio thanks Bell Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning for their support.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
St. Vincent de Paul's assists those living in poverty to become self-sufficient. Learn more at svdpsm.org or call 515-282-8327. This message brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
Welcome back to Catholic Women Now. You're listening to Chris Magruder and Julie Nelson on Iowa Catholic Radio. And today in the hot seat, we are excited to welcome in Transitional Deacon Max Carson. He's going to be ordained here on the 25th of June. We are so excited. Max Carson!
Yay!
Welcome in
Great
studio.
To be with you guys.
He's in the house. He's in the house.
The crowd is cheering.
They're going crazy.
You were a popular man before you left, and now people are thrilled that you're back in Des Moines, even though it's going to be brief.
Yeah, I'm also thrilled to be back in Des Moines. After 10 or 11 months in Rome, I lost track. Yeah. It's great to be back.
Yeah. Get back
it's
here.
Great to be back.
Back home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Back with the people.
Yeah, yes. Max was in Rome finishing out his last part of his seminary work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's,
and you're one of how many being ordained?
Yeah. Five.
I know.
Yes.
So, we
Five
are so
guys.
Blessed. Thanks be to God.
No promotion for the restaurant. I wasn't talking about that. Five guys will be ordained.
Yeah.
Some people don't know there's a restaurant called Five Guys.
Which is really good, but
okay,
I'm not
so there was the promotion.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So just talking about your vocation journey, when did you know you were being called to be a priest? Tell us about your vocation journey. We love it.
Yeah. Okay. So when I was 17 years old, up to that point, whenever my grandmother, Rose Pinieri, if you're listening, I'm mentioning you again, she would always ask my brothers and I, are you guys thinking about the priesthood at all? And we would all answer almost in harmony, no, not at all. It was never on the radar. At that point in time, like, I knew the Catholic faith was important, but I saw it as like something in my back pocket, like in my wallet. I would pull out that card and use it when I needed it. Like, it was simply a moral compass for me. When I needed it, I would refer to it on how to be a good person in certain situations, okay? Which isn't bad, but it's not the fullness of it. It was only until I was 17 where I realized it was the Catholic faith served more than a moral compass. But it was about a relationship with the person and the person of Jesus Christ. I found out he was living, breathing, and wants a relationship with me. And it was in that, like, growing in adoration, going to adoration, especially at St. Augustine's, daily mass, confession, living the sacramental life, that's what brought about these desires to be a priest. But really, what hit first was I was simply on a college visit to UNI, University of Northern Iowa. I remember I was with one of my friends at the time, and we were checking out the music programs there. I was looking to do classical guitar and jazz guitar in college because you can't major in metal guitar.
Right.
Well,
Max,
I found out it's very disappointing.
Max, people need to know that you were in a band, right?
Yeah, so at that time, I was in a band. We had been playing together for 3 years at the time. We already had planned to record a full-length album, which we eventually did do after the college visit and all of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's all I want to do with my life. Just be a rock star, be a lead guitarist, and that's it. That was my one passion. When we were at University of Northern Iowa, though, I remember one night in the hotel room, I kept having this dream, this image in my mind of myself in a black cassock with the white collar. I don't think I had ever seen a cassock.
So was this an actual dream, like when you sleep, or you just had something come to you in your mind?
It was just an image that stuck with me while I was sleeping. Okay. So there wasn't any like movement in the dream. Yeah. I don't know. It was weird. An image that stuck with me.
And so just for those listeners who right now are driving and can't Google what a cassock is.
Yeah. So a cassock is the other uniform of a priest. It's this big black tunic. Or so priests can either wear that or wear the black shirt with the black pants.
Yeah. So it looks a little bit like, I know you guys say sometimes it looks like a little bit like a dress.
Yeah, it looks like, or better yet, like you're Neo from the Matrix.
There you go. Neo from the Matrix.
I bet that's everyone with the kids. They love that.
Oh, yeah. They think it's really cool. They're like, cool. Are you a Jedi? And you say yes because they love it. No.
you bring out your lightsaber.
But no, it's I just had that in my mind and I was like, why am I picturing myself as a priest and why do I like that? There's this initial. Leap of my heart towards that I could not explain.
Huh.
And so I remember that was on a Friday. And then the next Monday, this is October of my senior year. That's important for later on. I go to Father Zach Kautsky in his office as chaplain of Down Catholic High School. I said, hey, look, I got to tell you something. And he goes, what's going on? And I say, well, I just kept thinking of myself as a priest all weekend. I have no idea why. And so then he smiles to himself and he says, ah, okay, this makes sense. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, when I saw you and your friends in the front row of the Dowling Catholic football game, all painted up, going crazy, like, and it's cold outside, like, what are you guys doing? Like, not wearing appropriate attire, you know? He's like, I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, if this kid is supposed to be a priest, bother the heck out of his conscience this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
And yeah, like I couldn't sleep because I kept thinking about being a priest. I was just, you know, outside of myself.
So Father Kautsky saw it.
Yeah.
Okay. The Holy Spirit showed it to him and saw
So, yeah, that was the first wild episode of the vocation story.
So what'd you think when he said that to you? Like, what was your first initial reaction like when you heard that from him?
Did you get nauseated?
I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because I was realizing, okay, someone else is in charge here. Someone else, it's no longer, I mean, it opened up a new sense of reality to me that it's not me that gives myself my dreams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my plans, like, I'm wanting something that I could not have made myself want.
Yes. Those are the moments where my stomach goes, you know, the flip-flop thing kind of happens. Uh-huh. It's like, oh, no, because you realize you're not in control.
Yeah.
You know? Well, and there's a sense of the supernatural then, too. It's like beyond us.
Yes.
Yes.
That part's cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, I mean, that's how it all started. But
then what happened after that? Because you have your senior year ahead of you.
Keep going.
Yeah, so my senior year is going on. And, I mean, there were multiple things that happened that if we had more time, I would go into those.
These all things that affirmed this dream and affirmed this desire in your heart?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the a saving grace at the time was the Catholic men's group at Dallin called Legion of Our Lady.
Uh-huh.
And so it was only with those groups, that group of guys, where I was able to confide, in whom I was able to confide these things because no one else really understood.
Awesome.
When I told my band, they one of the members who we're still great friends today.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
things are cool now.
Yeah,
but he said to me, "This is what happens when you follow religion, Max. You disappoint people."
Because
I told him I would have to quit the band and all of that. So anyway. As I experienced, and that was a similar reaction, the other reactions of the bandmates were similar.
Uh-huh.
As I experienced that rejection, my mind went to Jesus on the cross. I mean, all of his friends left except for one, and his mother stayed as well. And so I realized, okay, this is something scriptural, actually, like playing out in my life. So that was a big sign. But then the biggest one was... April 13th, 2012, a little bit past 5 p.m., my band and I, we were playing a show at what is now known as the Vaudeville Muse. And on stage, during the last song, like, very heavy, very loud, you know,
Heavy metal music.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
What was more apparent to me than the music and even my own guitar playing was just with my heart's eye, seeing Christ over the people in front of the stage, looking down, pointing at me, and saying, come follow me. I want you to be my priest. Come follow me. I want you to be my priest. And
did everything go into slow motion? Like, are you talking to me?
I couldn't hear the music anymore. Yeah. I wasn't concerned with it anymore. My mind went straight to James and John on the fishing boat with their father, Zebedee, where Jesus comes, hey, come follow me. You know, at their place of work, and they just get up and go. Yeah. And like he met me, and it was my fishing boat.
And he knew your heart had already been prepared,
right?
You know, so you, and they dropped their nets, and you dropped your net.
Yeah, dropped my guitar.
Yep,
it broke. So then I bought a new one.
So
seriously.
So still play guitar this day.
I thought you were doing a metaphor.
It was a metaphor. I didn't actually drop it.
Yeah, okay.
You just kind of probably came out of your days and you were still playing the right notes and the right chords and everything.
Yeah, it was an experience like that.
Yeah, that's how the Lord works. Yeah. He takes care of everything.
Well, it certainly cemented that for you, probably. It's like, how can I have any doubt?
No. Yeah, how can I?
How can I say no? How can
I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I love those.
I just think of The Chosen. Yeah, I don't know if you're watching The Chosen. I just think about when that scene from The Chosen, when you were telling that, it's like, wow, powerful.
Well, you know what? We're coming up against a break, and when we come back, we're going to hear more from Max Carson. And, you know, maybe what did it mean to his parents? What would he tell parents, you know, if their kids are going through their vocations, and how the Lord's been kind of moving in his life into this final step before ordination, what he's looking forward to, all those good things to look forward to. So, you're listening to Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now. We'll be back in a moment.
What is the best gift ever? Giving a Catholic education is at the top of my list. Your contribution to CTO helps families send their children to our Catholic schools who otherwise could not afford it. In giving to CTO, you receive the best tax credits ever. Pledge or donate online at ctoiowa.org. The bottom line, it's for the kids and their future.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio provided by Savage Power.
Nearly 70% of abortions in Iowa are chemical, more commonly known the abortion pill. At InterVisions Healthcare, we do not provide the abortion pill, but we do provide the medical information required to make an informed decision. If a woman regrets taking the first pill, she can come to InterVisions to reverse the effects. Our nursing staff is trained in the abortion pill reversal protocol, a medical procedure, but you can help us get the word out. For more information on the free medical services at InterVisions or to support the mission, visit ivhcare.org.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now provided in part by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security is a Catholic-owned family business supplying security systems, access control systems, video surveillance, fire alarm systems, and video doorbells. All alarm systems are monitored out of their monitoring center located in the state of Iowa. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, permarsecurity.com.
Thank you, Confluence Brewing Company, for underwriting Christ is the Answer with Father Ricardo and for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Father Ricardo is featured daily at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Confluence Brewing Company is located off the bike trail south of Grays Lake, confluencebrewing.com.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio is provided by Bell Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, supplying residential heating and cooling, along with light to medium commercial HVAC and plumbing services. BellBrothers.com. Iowa Catholic Radio thanks Bell Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning for their support.
Welcome back to Catholic Women Now here on Iowa Catholic Radio, where we have as our guest today Transitional Deacon Max Carson, soon to be ordained on June 25th. And Max, Deacon Max, you just shared with us your beautiful vocation story. So it's customary at the first Mass as a priest that you have kind of like pick a devotion or something to center that around. So we want to hear what you have chosen and why.
Yeah, so I will be celebrating the votive Mass of Our Blessed Mother under the title Our Lady Seat of Wisdom. So she's the seat of wisdom because she is the seat of baby Jesus, Jesus who is wisdom incarnate. I remember going over the gift of wisdom in seminary, and the way the professor put it across was that the gift of wisdom, it's like the lenses of God that you put over your eyes to see the world the way God sees it, mm-hmm. to see like why things are, to see people the way God sees them, and to see yourself the way God sees you
from a heavenly perspective.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
From the
right.
Father's heart.
Mm-hmm. 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 So that's always stuck with me. Also, my favorite antiphon in the breviary comes from the Book of Wisdom. I believe it's Wisdom chapter 9, verse 10. And the way it's translated in the breviary is, "Wisdom be with me, always at work in me." And the reason why I have such an affection towards seeing Jesus as wisdom incarnate is because in seventh grade in St. Anthony's parochial school, I remember going over King Solomon and, you know, the many wise things that he did. But then the Lord said to him, "I will give you gold. I will give you more land. Like, you've been so faithful to me. What do you want?" And above all these things, he chose wisdom to be able to love God rightly, to govern rightly, and to take care of his people rightly. And that struck me so much as a seventh grader that I remember sitting in my desk in Sister Greta's classroom with my New American Bible open and saying, "Okay, God, if I want wisdom too. I want to be able to, you know, see the world as you see it." So to bring that quasi full circle back to St. Anthony's to celebrate Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom.
In your very first Mass that you get to give the first homily.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you say that for the Mass, is there certain scripture readings that follow that and responsorial psalms? So when you do like a votive Mass around like the Mary Seat of Wisdom?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, there are over 40 votive Masses for the Blessed Mother. Mm-hmm. And each one of those is dedicated to one of her titles. And so Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, there's certain readings and certain prayers of the Mass that are just for that title of Our Lady Seat of Wisdom. So the first reading is from Proverbs. We actually have a choice, really. First reading is from Proverbs, one of the wisdom books. And then the gospel is the three wise men seeking Jesus in the manger.
Okay. And so, this first Mass, which you will be celebrating, will be the 26th.
The day after.
At St. Anthony's. Okay, mm-hmm. The day after the ordination.
That's neat. I think it's so beautiful when you get to go back to your own parish,
mm-hmm.
Celebrate Mass with your family.
So tell us, we've got a couple minutes left. Tell us how your parents are feeling about this, how the Lord's kind of just been moving here as you've been coming into this final stretch.
Yeah, so my parents are very excited. One of them's more stressed than the other.
Probably mom, right?
Yeah, probably mom.
Yeah.
Mom, if you're listening, I love you. Thank you for your help. But no, she's been a huge help, really. She's been organizing like all the get-togethers, meals, mm-hmm. and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing things with the first Mass, getting invitations out for certain things and the ordination and
so do you have your priest card all designed and everything? Are you passing out those?
I do, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just got those finished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Image of the Sacred Heart on the front.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then on the back, it's Luke 12:49. Mm-hmm. I came to bring fire to the earth, mm-hmm. and how I wish it were already enkindled.
Mm-hmm. I love that one.
And so, you see his heart on fire. Mm-hmm. And then,
mm-hmm. When you're kind of really fiery yourself. I mean, you're like fired up. Well, that's enthusiasm and energy for the Lord.
How can we pray for you here? As you come into the priesthood, I'm sure you have things that the Lord's calling you to do. Mm-hmm. But how can we pray for you? Because I know a lot of times we ask a lot of our priests, but how can we help mm-hmm. you in prayer?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say, please pray that I stay faithful mm-hmm. to prayer, faithful to my promises that I've made at diaconate ordination and then at priestly ordination. But yeah, it's all about fidelity, mm-hmm. all about fidelity. So yeah, just mm-hmm. pray for my fidelity to the Lord.
We will do Thank that. You. Be assured of our prayers and then all the listeners today. Mm-hmm. will be joining us in those prayers. And Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom,
pray for us.
Right?
Amen.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome.
Amen.
Well, thanks, guys.
Well, yes. It's wonderful to have you on. And, you know, I think we got 10 seconds here. And I have to say, there's always this beautiful thing about getting a blessing from a new priest. So in the first year, there's always these many blessings. Susan Tassoni talked about that. Yes, so I want to get a blessing from you.
Can you give us a blessing as a deacon?
Yeah, very simple one.
Give us a simple blessing, please, Deacon
Max. In
the name of
the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you. Awesome. Oh, wow. What a great interview. He's so fun. So much energy, right? Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and Catholic Women Now, provided in part by Permar Security, a Catholic-owned family business, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953. Permar Security, 515-244-5660, online at permarsecurity.com. And would you close? Well, we already had our prayer.
We did have our prayer, but let's do a glory be just to praise God for all the goodness that is happening through Max Carson and all the other four seminarians.
Yes.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing more men to the priesthood, and especially to our diocese. We praise you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This is Catholic Women Now, broadcasting from the Mercy One studio. We appreciate all your prayers, and would consider, if you'd ask you to consider making a $30 a month donation online at iowacatholicradio.com. The Iowa Catholic Radio Rosary is up next.
Now go do impossible things with God.
Talking about the things that matter most to you. Today's Catholic Women. Catholic Women Now with Julie Nelson and Chris Magruder on the radio voice for Catholic Women Now. Iowa Catholic Radio.
Catholic Women Now is underwritten by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte, a licensed representative of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, CindySchulte.com. Catholic Women Now is also underwritten by Permar Security, providing security solutions for homes and businesses since 1953.